Biden's State Department tweet on International Pronouns Day ridiculed by GOP, an embarrassment to America. By Joshua Klein on October 20, 2021. After a State Department tweet marked International Pronouns Day on Wednesday, Republicans blasted the move, calling out the department for misguided priorities and hypocrisy. The tweet included a link to a page explaining why many Americans list pronouns on social media profiles, noting that sharing pronouns is a way of getting to know someone and can help avoid accidentally assuming an incorrect gender. In response, Republicans had harsh words. This tweet is a perfect representation of the State Department's careerist cadre. All woke theatrics and zero delivery for the American people, wrote congressional candidate Joe Kent. While we spend money on this globalist nonsense, China signs port and mineral access deals, he added. Dear God. The politicization of my beloved State Department is a crisis, wrote former U.S. Intelligence Chief Richard Grenell. Anthony Blinken and Wendy Sherman are neutering our diplomats, he added. This isn't diplomacy. This is what the people in charge of our nation's foreign policy are working on today, wrote Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. And some people wonder how the embassy in Afghanistan fell so quickly, the GOP tweeted. China successfully tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. Afghanistan is now a terror superstate. Central American countries are sending a flood of migrants to our border. And this is what the State Department prioritizes? Asked Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX. What is wrong with these people? He added. Could we just get the American Christian missionaries being held hostage in Haiti back home? Asked former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. China is testing hypersonic missiles. We're celebrating International Pronouns Day, wrote Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY. The State Department still hasn't helped extract our remaining allies in Afghanistan who could not escape, wrote Representative Ken Buck, RCO. But they have time to tweet about gender pronouns, he added. There are still many American citizens, legal permanent resides, and at-risk Afghan allies that remain stranded in Afghanistan, wrote Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN. Today, we share why Congressman Roy votes no most of the time, wrote Representative Chip Roy, RTX. This is a joke, wrote Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. They left Americans stranded in Afghanistan because they are focused on this, wrote Congresswoman Mary Miller, Ariel. You're an embarrassment to America, wrote congressional candidate Robbie Starbuck. Today's At State Dept tweet is proudly sponsored by the CCP, mocked former Congresswoman Nan Hayworth. Defund the At State Dept, wrote Representative Tim Burchett, RTN. China tested out a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile and Americans are still stranded in Afghanistan. But this is what Biden's State Department is prioritizing, wrote PA senatorial candidate Jeff Bardoz. What are you doing about China's expanded nuclear capabilities? Asked Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. This is why China is launching hypersonic missiles and we find out about it from press releases, wrote congressional candidate Desi Queller. If I'm Xi Jinping, I take one look at that tweet and then invade Taiwan. Wrote Donald Trump Jr. At this rate we should probably just go ahead and learn how to write our pronouns in Mandarin, he quipped. The Biden administration has completed the descent into self-parody, wrote former senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller. The State Department's tweet in support of the made-up day, which began in 2018, coincides with the Biden administration's moves to prioritize gender identity over the fundamental reality of biological sex. In May, the Kellogg Company teamed up with advocacy group GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, to push a limited edition, LGBTQ-themed serial, called Together with Pride, which hit shelves across the country ahead of Pride Month. The side of the cereal box lists the pronouns he/him, she/her, and they/them, as well as a blank section that encourages customers to add your own. In January, Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed gay and transgender activists into her ceremonial office, expressing her preferred pronouns during her remarks. My pronouns are she and her, she said. Since Joe Biden was sworn in as president, a new line has been added to the White House contact form asking for pronoun preferences. She/her, he/him, they/them, other, or prefer not to share. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.